Steve and Ted in the morning now, 8:46 here on a Friday morning. Three big things.
Three.
Football playoffs tomorrow. Chiefs take on the Colts in Kansas City.
Two.
Wichita forecast, including snow Saturday, tonight and Saturday, with 1 to 2 inches of possible accumulation.
One.
Police officer and suspect injured in shooting in downtown Wichita. Three big things. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
And a traffic update. It's been a busy traffic morning with rain in the area. And, Steve, we just got another report of what might be a bad situation. We've got an injury accident with persons trapped in North Wichita at K-96 and Hillside.
Wow.
And the way they're dispatching stuff up there, it might be pretty bad. So that's just now coming out, K-96 and Hillside. People might be trapped. Maybe someone was going the wrong way. So something went bad up there at K-96 and North Hillside. And we have several other traffic accidents all over the city right now with rain in the area. That's traffic update with Steve and Ted, KNSS.
Yeah, if you're out there, make sure the wipers are on, the lights are on, and then be on the defensive, because it looks like it's just one of those crazy mornings, Ted, when just about anything can happen, and it has been. We've got a near 100% chance for rain and snow today and tonight. 1 to 2 inches of accumulation is possible. Today's high will be in the neighborhood of 40 degrees. Overnight low, 32. And then Saturday, windy with a 50% chance for snow early, then clearing up a little bit, and a high of 35 degrees. So it's going to be cold tomorrow, a high of only 35. Now, light rain, fog, mist, 37 degrees, and we have a southeast wind at 10 miles per hour. KNSS weather brought to you by the Monarch. It's the perfect place for conversation and cocktails. The Monarch offers a military discount for current and retired veterans. The Monarch in Delano. All right, coming up here at 9 o'clock this morning, we have the Glenn Beck program, as always, here on KNSS. Bill O'Reilly.
Bill O'Reilly, Friday morning. It's always good stuff.
News of the day with Bill O'Reilly on Friday. So that's coming up with Glenn Beck at 9 o'clock this morning, right here on KNSS. Consumer prices slipped 0.1% last month, pulled down by sharply lower gas prices and cheaper airfares, used cars, and mobile phone plans. Labor Department says the Consumer Price Index rose just 1.9% in December from a year earlier, first time it has fallen below 2% since August of 2017. Excluding the volatile energy and food categories, core prices rose 0.2% for the third month in a row. They rose 2.2% from a year ago for the second straight month. Now, the figures suggest that the healthy economy is not creating widespread inflation pressures. You going to get your taxes done by an expert this year? The one-time St. Louis County tax preparer who admitted to filing nearly 100 false returns has pleaded guilty to a federal charge. St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports that Rennell Mace entered the plea Wednesday. It says he filed returns with false wage amounts to claim earned income tax credits for clients or false educational expenses to receive tax credits. Mace now lives in the Atlanta area. The agreement says Mace and others involved in the scheme were paid $343,000 from 2009 through 2014. Under recommended federal sentencing guidelines, he could face 18 to 24 years in prison. Ted, did you have something else this morning?
Yeah, we were just talking about that traffic wreck at K-96 and Hillside with possible victims trapped in that wreckage. They're now talking about possibly shutting down the westbound lanes of K-96 at Oliver. So that's they got a mess up there, and that's affecting the westbound lanes of K-96, and that's going to really mess things up as they try to tend to that accident scene.
All right, the S&P 500 rose 11 points yesterday. The Dow gained 122. NASDAQ rose 28 points. Oil prices have extended their rally to a ninth consecutive day. Benchmark U.S. crude added 0.4% yesterday to $52.59 a barrel in New York. 8:51 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. What's ahead for Wichita's convention facilities? Editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal is with us this morning, as always. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Yeah, the big story in the weekly edition of the Wichita Business Journal, Des Moines, Tulsa, and Oklahoma City, they've made or have or are making big investments in their convention facilities. Visit Wichita CEO and President Susie Santos says Wichita's behind those cities and struggling to compete. While Wichita is considering what to do with the performing arts side of Century 2, others are wondering about the Bob Brown Expo Hall. Mayor Jeff Longwell says there are some ideas for new convention facilities. One is to build to the east of the existing convention hall, about 150,000 square feet. However, they haven't identified a funding source for the project. He wants to find a way to pay for it without burdening taxpayers. And our thanks to those who have written or texted or called or sent cards to give those their condolences to the Wichita Business Journal. Managing editor Bill Wilson died Wednesday. He had been fighting cancer for 3 years. He was a great journalist, a great friend, a huge sports fan, mainly for those Oklahoma Sooners. The liberal BJs and the St. Louis Cardinals, he will be missed. We appreciate it. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
You know, I never had the pleasure of meeting Mr. Wilson. From what I'm hearing, though, he must have been quite a fine guy.
He was. He was a good journalist, and boy, was he an Oklahoma Sooner fan, a liberal BJs fan, National Baseball Congress, and of course, he taught Little League. He taught little kids baseball. He was a coach. They called him Coach Bo, and that he really loved that.
Well, right. He leaves good memories behind.
You bet.
Made a good, you know, what more can we ask for, Bill, than to just leave something behind that makes people feel good about us, you know, when we're finally
gone. That's exactly right.
All right.
All the other stuff really doesn't matter.
It really doesn't. Hey, you were talking about the convention center, Century 2 and convention and so forth, and I just flashed back to what was down there before Century 2, and I know you don't go back this far, but they had a place called The Forum.
Right.
And I guess at one time, when they first built it way back in the 20s or 30s, I guess it was really, really something. And I think I was in there about two times when I was a kid for high school basketball games. And the thing had how you've got these tiers of seats. It seems like it had like four of them. And it was a huge, big old, rectangular building. And, I think red brick. And I had all kinds of acts went in there. And it was, at the time, it was pretty cool. Then in the mid-60s, they came up with the Century 2 and built that in there in the round building and so forth. So we've got a history there. But it was a very good point you were making about why are we, I'm going to say, why I don't blame anybody, but why are we always, about a step behind everybody?
Yeah.
The other cities, And we're trying to catch up, though.
And, you talk to people like Susie Santo and the folks that have to sell conventions and the technology has changed so much and it's hard to get a Wi-Fi signal in there and that you got to have internet connection at those things. So
absolutely,
just one angle of where we're a little bit behind.
Well, and then we got the ballpark coming up, but there are signs though that we're making steps pretty rapidly to try to pick things up and get caught up, but it's going to take let's face it, it's going to take several years.
Yep, and development along the river. We've got River Vista now, and so things are happening.
Today is National Milk Day.
Oh,
many think this is the first milk delivery day in glass bottles in the U.S. Alexander Campbell of the New York Dairy Company professed to be the New York State Senate that his company was the first to make these deliveries in 1878.
Yeah,
wow.
The United States and Australia are the world's largest exporters of milk and milk products.
Huh.
And throughout the world, there are more than 6 billion consumers of milk and milk products. I take milk only when it's in a milkshake or cheese. Never been a big fan.
You don't have a big glass of tall glass of milk on a hot summer day. Huh?
Not a big fan of milk, but it is Milk Day.
And here we are, just a little speck in the Milky Way.
In the Milky
Way.
That's
right.
All right. Thank you, gentlemen. Coming up at 9 o'clock this morning. President says he has the authority to issue a national emergency over the wall. That story and more news coming up at 9 o'clock. Steve and Ted on KNSS.